In the absence of a regular top 10, because cinema's being shut and everything, we're doing guest top 10s and inviting you to suggest them. So, but the key thing is you don't have to come up with a cool idea. You actually have to fill in the blanks as well.
Yes.
So we had this from Richard Clark, who says, being a film fan and a Yorkshireman, here is my list of top 10 films set in Yorkshire. I realise there are some glaring omissions, but no, I'm not putting An American Werewolf in London on the list because it's in London. There's the key.
Okay, well, be like that about it in that case.
So this is not our list. This is Richard Clark's list of top 10 films set in Yorkshire. And as you said before, the whole point of top 10s is to annoy people so they can have an argument. Yeah. At number 10, Leon the Pig Farmer.
I think it's fine. I don't think anyone's going to have an argument about that at all. You know, one of the interesting things about Leon the Pig Farmer is that some of it is London. There is there's a sign in it on the poster that spells Edgware wrong. There's a sign to Edgware and it says E-D-G-E, which is not how you spell Edgware. It's Edgware. I mentioned that only in passing because I used to spend a lot of time in Edgware.
So Leon the Pig Farmer's at number 10. That's available on iTunes if you want to see that. Number 9 in this list is Blow Dry,
which is a 2001 British comedy written by Simon Beaufoy. And I was trying to remember whether I've seen it, and I don't think I have. Stars Alan Rickman, Tasha Richardson, Rachel Griffiths. And I did that thing which I'm now doing, which is I Googled my own name and the name of the film to see if I'd reviewed it. And I don't think I have, so I don't think I've seen it.
Matt Noble says, hundreds of amazing films set in Yorkshire, and Richard went with Blow Dry. Josh Harnett's Yorkshire accent is Dick Van Dyke levels of ridiculousness. I'm kind of tempted to watch it now, which I can do because it's widely available to watch and stream from most platforms.
Yeah.
Number 8 in this list is Brassed Off.
Now, from my point of view, this would have been right up in yes. the... I mean, there is one film which is significantly not on this list, which we'll get to in the end, as I think everyone when the list went on Twitter pointed out. I would have had Brassed Off right up there at the top. I think Brassed Off is really, really wonderful. There was going to be a live performance of it quite recently at the Albert Hall. Obviously, it got cancelled because of what with one thing and another. But I love that film. I love the performances. I think it's so well directed. And I've got the soundtrack album. I've got, you know, the car that I drive has never not had the soundtrack album in it since the day I got that soundtrack album. It never, never ceases to put a smile on my face.
Ashley Mowat says, this is a great list, but for me, Brassed Off has to be number one. I think most people would assume that it was going to be in the top three. Controversially, it's only at number 8. Is another controversial positioning, I think, here. Number 7 is The Full Monty.
Yeah, again, I mean, I would have expected it to be higher up. I remember really clearly when The Full Monty was first preview screened here, nobody had any idea that it was going to go on and become, you know, this this big Oscar contender. Worth pointing out also that Military Wives, which is the most recent film by Peter Catania, is currently available for viewing in the home.
So The Full Monty is at number 7. Again, widely available to watch if that's tickled your fancy. Which sounded a very dated expression. At number 6, The Secret Garden.
Which I presume is referring to the 1993 Agnieszka Holland Secret Garden, which is, of course, a classic. Incidentally, there is a new version of Secret Garden coming this year, I think in August of this year, starring, amongst others, Colin Firth, and written by guess who? Who's written everything?
That's...
Go on.
Jack Thorne.
Exactly. Jack Thorne. Written by Jack Thorne. No matter what happens, it's written by Jack Thorne.
And we should say one of the reasons that we're saying this is we were talking to him the other day, and one of the reasons is Mark has mentioned this TV show that we're doing, and The Eddie is a new show on Netflix, which is a drama set in modern day Paris, and it's set in a jazz club, and it's really, really, really good. And obviously the person who would write a fantastic drama about a French jazz club is none other than Englishman
Jack Thorne.
Jack.
Yeah, so he's written a new version of Secret Garden. Can I just, incidentally, of the original Agnieszka Holland version, Roger Ebert said, and Roger Ebert always writes so beautifully, he said, as a work of beauty, poetry and deep mystery, like entering for a time into a closed world where one's destiny may be discovered.
This email says, one of my early memories is going to the cinema to see The Secret Garden. When the credits started to roll, I turned to my mum and said, I want to see that again. It's made such an impact on me. I don't think much of them remaking it, though. Number five is My Summer of Love. You can get this on Amazon Video. Colin Udall says, I love My Summer of Love. Paddy Considine at his best. Most improvised dialogue zings under Pavel's direction. Debut film for Emily Blunt. Whatever happened to her? So My Summer of Love is at number five.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to have a Pavel Pawlikowski film in there. Emily Blunt, Paddy Considine. And yeah, it is. It's a really, really good piece of work and very good having it in the top 10. I mean, I would agree with its inclusion. There are some other omissions, though.
Mischief Nights at number four.
Okay, so again, I mean, it's 2006, a British comedy drama directed by Penny Wilcock. It addresses, you know, issues of racial segregation, that sort of stuff. It's a well-liked work, quite high up in this chart, particularly considering some of the things that haven't been flagged up yet.
Okay, so at number three, The Railway Children.
Well, you know, Daddy, My Daddy. What else is there to say without us just descending into floods of tears?
I don't know if I wouldn't have even remembered that it was set in Yorkshire. If I'm completely honest, I remember lots of images and lots of scenes from the film, but I don't remember it being set in Yorkshire. So I need to.
Can I be completely honest with you? I feel exactly the same way. All I think of is it's set on that railway station. That's what I think. I think it's just set on that railway station and in that tunnel where they find the guy with his leg trapped and, you know, and Daddy, My Daddy.
Chicken Run is at number two.
Well, how brilliant to have an Aardman in there. It's, you know, Chicken Run is great. It's just...
It's not it really set in Yorkshire, though, is it? It's set in Aardman.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think there are certain liberties taken, but yeah, I don't care because I think for having Aardman in there is perfectly fine.
So we've gone through the top 10. We've got to the number one. And so obviously people are going to be thinking, well, the number one is going to be Kez. And then it turns out that no, that Kez is not in the 10, but the number one is Four Lions of the number one of films set in Yorkshire.
Yeah, well, Four Lions is great, okay? No question about that. Four Lions is a really, really great film, and I'm not going to complain about it being in the top 10. I am, however, going to go, Kez, what? I mean, but, you know, Blow Dry's in there and Mischief Night's in there. And I mean, I'm not being down on those films, but Kez, surely. I once did I did a thing for The Observer and they asked me to do top 10 actors that have played Jesus in movies. Right. Mm-hmm. And there was one really obvious one, which was Willem Dafoe in Last Temptation of Christ, okay? And I thought, okay, fine, that's the first thing I thought of. And then through an absolute, you know, blip in my brain, I ended up writing the list without Willem Dafoe in it. And a whole bunch of people wrote in and said, what are you crazy? And at first I was kind of really embarrassed, oh, what an idiot. And then I said, ah, well, it was a deliberate decision to take out the most obvious one. You see, I was trying to be controversial. I wasn't, I just made a mistake. But not having Kez... madness.
Okay, well, that's there you go. That's the point of a top 10. Margot says God's Own Country should be on the list. Graham Savage, what about A Private Function? Matthew says, whoa, where's When Saturday Comes? John Keynes, I was at York University for 3 years, so I'm kind of part of Yorkshire. But This Sporting Life, Kez, The Damned United, Billy Liar, Glaring Omissions. Of course, The Damned United was a fantastic film. That should be there. And John Hissett and many others says, Yorkshire is one county you don't want to upset. So can I just point out, it's not our top 10, it's Richard Clarke's. Not that we're passing the buck or anything, except that we are.